Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Executive Director of Historic Pella Trust, Lynn Branderhorst, joins us on today's program to talk about their recent purchase of the Tuttle Log House.
Well, Lynn, some big news from Historic Pella Trust this past summer. You've been working on a lot of projects, but one big one I know that you were really excited to share with us. What did you buy and why is it so important?
Absolutely. We are extremely excited to announce that the Historic Pella Trust was successful in purchasing the Thomas and Nancy Tuttle Cabin on Lincoln Street. This home was developed in 1843 when Iowa was still a territory, and it is deemed the birthplace of Pella.
First of all, how were you able to purchase such a historic home? Because it sounds like you had a little bit of help from the Community Foundation. And on top of that, too, I'm sure a lot of help from your team.
We did. Gail Van Vark Kirby was the owner of the cabin, and we approached her concerning the purchase. And after negotiations, she graciously allowed us to purchase this. We were able to purchase it through our membership and the revenue we raised from our membership. And through several grants, the most current grant being that from the Marion County Community Foundation. We were named one of the 10 organizations that received a $10,000 grant. And that is going to be Herculean in our task of restoration of the Tuttle Cabin.
And the Tuttle Cabin, as you mentioned, the birthplace of Pella, a lot of history to it. What is some of that history and why is it so rich? And why was it so important for Historic Pella Trust to purchase this location?
It is absolutely not only historic for the community of Pella, but also for the state of Iowa. This cabin was built, as I said, by Nancy and Thomas Tuttle, who arrived in Iowa in 1838 and then arrived at their current location in 1839, that being on Lincoln Street, the northern part of Pella. They set about developing this cabin, and it was just the two of them. They had no children, no friends, and as a matter of fact, they were the only other family and certainly the only other white settlers within a 20-mile radius. They oftentimes got visited by Native Americans who would bolt into their house unannounced, point at food, to which Nancy Tuttle would graciously oblige and then leave. They were the spot where Dominie Sculte and five Dutch immigrants came for a noon meal. That's where the negotiations for the purchase of Pella by Dominie Sculte took place. That was basically the birthplace of Pella over that noon meal. So Dominie purchased the house in 1847, and then shortly thereafter, in August of 1847, 800 Dutch settlers followed suit and came to settle in this area, in the Tuttle Cabin area. He was successful also in purchasing other settlements, which Thomas and Nancy Tuttle suggested to them, and they secured 18,000 acres of land, which is now Pella and Marion County. So you can see the history is just amazing that happened in this tiny little cabin.
And for in terms of future plans for the cabin, you mentioned there might be some restoration work coming up. What are the plans for it moving forward? And will folks maybe even get a little chance of seeing like a museum there? Or what's really the plan for this facility?
The plan is to celebrate this cabin and to give it the glory and make it the sweetheart of Pella as it should be. The restoration has already started in the fact that we are securing bids. The first act will be to restore and replace the roof and then go from there and restore the original logs. And if you look at the cabin and you think about how old these logs were, they were absolutely placed in 1843 and they're still there. One of the unique factors about this cabin is it's on its original location. It has been moved just a matter of feet when the Van Varks put a foundation underneath the cabin. But in the whole spectrum nationally, that's quite an accomplishment to have a cabin intact on its original site.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's Best Value in Retirement Living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.